One fisherman is dead and three are safe after their fishing boat sank in the Gulf of Alaska yesterday evening. The 75-foot Northern Belle went down about 50 miles south of Montagu Island or 235 miles northeast of Kodiak. The Seattle-based Northern Belle was bound for a cannery in Dillingham with supplies for the upcoming fishing seasons before heading to Togiak to tender during the herring fishery. The deceased man has been identified as the boat's skipper, Rob Royer. He reportedly suffered head injuries while abandoning ship and was dead when Coast Guard rescuers arrived about 2 hours later. The three crew members that survived, two men and one woman, suffered from hypothermia but are recovering. The cause of the sudden sinking is unknown and will be investigated, but crewman Robert Jack told the Seattle Times that Royer was concerned the boat was overloaded. Weather conditions were reasonably calm for the Gulf of Alaska, with winds of 10 miles per hour and seas of 3 to 5 feet. The Coast Guard Hercules found the crew in the water almost 2 hours after the Mayday call, clinging to debris, and dropped a life raft to them. The helicopter arrived around 8 p.m. and had all four crew members hoisted aboard within 40 minutes. They delivered them to Cordova just past 9.